Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Here at the end of the church year, the church brings us the readings of the end of the world this week and next week, which is the last week. And as I was reading this chapter, you listen to what Christ is saying to the disciples. First, before this passage, what's happening is in the context is that the disciples are telling Christ, look at the great stones of this temple, look at the amazing structure. And Christ looks at them and says, I hate to break it to you, but very soon, not one stone will be left upon another. All this is going to come to an end. And he was talking about that in this year 70 AD, the Roman Empire was going to come and take over Jerusalem and destroy it and knock down the temple and all these things. But then he starts to begin, they say, what are going to be the signs of the end of the times? And they say, kingdom is going to rise against kingdom and nation against nation. And you're going to hear of wars and rumors of wars. And as you read this, I'm like, wait a second, that's everything that's going on today. I just turned on the news and all that stuff is happening now. Earthquakes and famines and... And I began to ask myself, Christ is saying this is the sign of the end of the times. In another part in the Gospels, in Luke chapter 13, he says, you are able to discern the weather. If I told you a hurricane is coming tomorrow, or a tornado, or a huge earthquake, you would be making sure that you have the proper clothes and your house is protected, and you are absolutely prepared for this storm. He says, you can prepare for storms, but you can't discern the end of the times. You can't discern the end of the world. It's almost like he's saying, what's wrong with you? Is there anything in this passage that you haven't seen yet? Everything that we hear, wars and famines and earthquakes and people turning away from God and people turning against their parents, has any of that not happened? No, we all know it happened. Have any of us adjusted our lives accordingly? Have any of us said, this is the end of the world. I'm going to live like it's the end of the world, like today might be the last day. It says, and the gospel will be preached to every nation. As I read more and more missionary stories, people are going to more and more and more middle of nowhere, dangerous places. Nobody has any fear anymore. The gospel is being preached to the whole world. Have you adjusted your life accordingly? Have you discerned the end of times? Have you said that maybe today, when I exit these doors, today might be the last day that I take Holy Communion? Today might be the last day that I worship God in His house on earth. Today might be the last day that I see my brothers and sisters here in this congregation. Have you adjusted your life accordingly? How appropriate is the theme of this year, One Year to Live? It's end of August, that's it. We have 4 months to go. Have you adjusted your life accordingly, telling yourself, I may not live past August 30th. August 30th might be the day. Have I reconciled with my brothers and sisters? Have I lived in repentance? You're saying, Abuna, I have a long life to live. I have houses to build and cars to buy and retirements to plan. I have vacations to take on. I got to see the whole world. Maybe I just got married. Maybe I just bought this big house. Maybe I just got a promotion. And you're telling me about the end of the world? No, Abuna, you have it all wrong. It's so sad. Ever since I came here and I was called to be the priest of the sick, and as people call me, recently I got a call from a young lady who said, Abuna, come pray for my 2-year-old. He has cancer or leukemia. I'm thinking, I wonder if this person thought that they were going to be calling Abuna to come pray for their 2-year-old. Because their 2-year-old has leukemia. Did this person think that this might be a sign of an end? Or people come and say, Abuna, the dialysis isn't working. I don't know how long I'm going to live. Come pray. And I'm thinking, it's still early. It's still early for this young child. It's still early for this person. It's still early. There's still plenty of time. And people are crying and tell me, Abuna, just pray. And I'm saying, don't worry, there's plenty of time. And I'm saying that, not sure that there's plenty of time. I remember the first week after I was ordained and I came back. And they said, okay, Abuna Paul's the one that's going to go pray for the sick. And I got my first call. And I go to the hospital and the family was not regulars at church. And they came and they said, Abuna, please pray. And I brought my holy oil and I brought my books and I came with my faith. And I thought, you know, maybe God is going to show me that in my priesthood, maybe I'm going to have a gift or something. I go and I pray and I say, have faith. God is going to be with you and God is going to hear our prayers. Tomorrow I'm going to bring communion. As I get in the car and I'm heading towards the hospital, I finish the liturgy quickly. I get in that car, heading on the way to the hospital, I get a call, Abuna, turn around. The person went to heaven. Life is short. And whether it's the end of the world or whether it's the end of my life, have I adjusted my life accordingly? And how would life look? How would I live my life if I believe that maybe today is the end of my life? Saint Anthony lived by the verse, I die daily. Every day he lived it like it was his last, like he was going to see his Creator. Are you ready to see your Creator today? What adjustments do you have to make? Well, Abuna, I have to confess, I have to repent. Abuna, I barely pray. I feel like I don't even know God. I feel like I don't spend enough time with the Lord. Yeah, when I come to church every Sunday, I take communion, and I'll confess once a month, but I don't feel like I'm ready to meet my Creator today. How would I live my life? I'm not going to pave the way for anybody. I think everybody knows what they should do. Everybody knows what they should do, that if you were to walk out of this door and say, these might be my last steps, how would you pray this liturgy? How would you lift up your hearts? How would you become right with God? How would you say, Lord, that I am desperate for a Savior? How would you say, Lord, please forgive me for everything that I ever think or do or want to do? Or how would you change your mind? How would you change your thinking? What's funny is that this passage is a week before Christ was going to be crucified. So he's telling them the Son of Man is going to be lifted up and they're going to scourge him and he's going to be crucified and on the third day he's going to rise again, and they're thinking he's going to leave us. Oh, and by the way, everything is going to be destroyed. And the disciples are saying, I don't know, Lord. Why are you doing this to us? Why are you doing this to us? He's saying, because our kingdom is not on this earth. Our kingdom is in heaven. Invest in the kingdom of heaven, because tomorrow may not come. Tomorrow may not come, so he says, watch. And I say, therefore, watch. Watch and pray. Be as one who is looking for that thief that is coming in the night. You're saying, Lord, I am prepared. I am ready. If you come now, I'm ready. Problem is, we build so much of this life. We build and we build and we build in this earthly life. And it's so hard to let go because I've invested so much here, Lord. Lord, I've invested everything here. He says, all I've been telling you is don't invest here. All you read in the passages is my kingdom is not of this earth. Invest in the kingdom. All that you're just pouring your energy into, invest in the kingdom. Spend your life in service. Our theme this year is to fully engage every member. You can say, Lord, I want to be fully engaged in serving you. Every minute, every free moment I have, Lord, it's all for your service. I don't know how many more days I have left. I don't know when the end is coming, Lord. I trust you that you'll accept my humble sacrifice. The little that I have left, I'm going to offer to you as a sacrifice. I wonder what it's like to be people who have the freedom to come and to worship, or people who don't have the freedom to come and to worship to the house of God, and how they do it with such earnestness and with such vigilance and such desperation. Do we have that spirit? That if it was illegal for you to come into these doors, and you were going to risk your life to come into these doors, how would you live? When you came into the church, how would you pray? Where would your hearts be? When we say, lift up your hearts, and we say, honestly, they are with the Lord. I hope we pray it honestly, and we say, Lord, my hearts are with you. Keep my heart up there with you, not only until I take communion, but my whole life. My heart can't be here. My heart can't be fixed on anything here. As M.B. Yohannes came and he says, our very short life, our very, very short life draws a very precise picture of our very long eternal life. Our very long, endless eternal life. So your short life is drawing a picture of where your eternal life is going to be and how it's going to look like. Draw it perfectly. Every step you take, think about it. Every word you speak. When the ladies get together, we just want to hang out and names came up and we gossip. We want to know what this person is doing. Why does this person do that? And why are they not talking anymore? Who cares? We're all going to heaven maybe tomorrow. Who cares? We need to wake up and we need to live our lives as if when you hug somebody today, you hug them like you love them with your whole heart. Because it says, love your neighbor as yourself. Love the Lord your God with your whole heart, all your mind, all your heart, all your mind, all your body, all your understanding. Love like it's your last. Give it all you got. It's your last. I pray that we can truly stand before God today and pray. Pray the prayer like it's our last. Pray like it's illegal to come back inside this place. Lift up our hands and live our lives as if we don't know if one stone will be left upon another. Live for the kingdom. Invest in the kingdom. And glory be to God forever. Amen.